Now, the Avrei Chemer are welcome to stay, participate, leave. You can have a long time, not offended, or to meet for the Avrei Chemer. Sign with me. There, as you know, my shir is, the way I like the shir is to have questions, you know, if you like to have questions, I enjoy doing that way. So therefore, if anybody has any questions, to start out. Again, it's not halacha shir basically, it's more on hashgacha shir. Probably don't want to mix in halachas as well, but it's more or less hashgacha shir, and you can talk about any subject. If not, I have what to talk about. It's not halacha shir, we spoke about cloning one time, but we'll have to maybe another time. Yeah, the shir, we have time, we'll speak about that. We spoke about it one time in halacha shir.
In any case, I got a question.
Actually, guy has his hand up first.
Oh, okay, fine. Good.
No.
I'm going to make this an interesting answer, because I'm going to make it complicated. I'm going to get you confused a little bit first. The Gemara tells us in a couple of places that people were born with a certain mazel. So, for example, a person is born with mazel madim. Madim is Mars. And how the mazels work is a complicated discussion by itself, but there are certain hashpos, Hashem, the flow of blessing Hashem puts in this world comes through certain channels, the stars, through the constellations, and they have an effect on the world. Astrology is a well-known thing in the non-Jewish world, and the truth of the matter is Chazal have quite extensive discussions about astrology in different places. There's a Brisa Shmuel Akatan, and the other places in the Gemara Rosh Hashanah, Daf Yud Aleph, or the Testament, remember correctly, on the base, speaks about it, the mazalas over there, the kisser. And it's true, the mazalas definitely affect the world. The mazalas are the constellations and stars. They have an effect, they're like the channels of flow coming, of blessing coming to this world. First, the Gemara said the person born of a mazal madim, which is Mars, is red. Madim is red, he should be either a tzaddik, be a moyal. A person abandoned me, he'll be a shochet. He's a rush, he'll be a shochet nam, he'll be a guy who goes around with a switchblade in his back pocket, you know, doing the wrong thing. So we see that there's a concept of mazel tosos, Masechta Shabbos, Masechta Modkat, Masakasha, in mazel Yisrael, the Masechta Modkat, Dav Chav Ches says that three things are dependent on mazel: bonim, children, mazalness. Achaye, Mazonos is a parnasa, livelihood. Achaye, how long a person is going to live, depends on his mazel. And the Gemara brings over there Rabban Rechis, the one would be 90 years old, one would be 40 years old. They're both big tzaddikim. And yet they had very different mazels. They had different, one was rich, one was poor, one had a lot of children, one lived a short life, one lived a long life. So Zasa, in those two places in Shabbos and Moikat, and he says, what do you mean? The Gemara says, ain't mazel Yisrael? There's no mazel for Chai Yisrael. So what is the Gemara telling us? That the person was born with a certain mazel would be like this, and that his children, his parnas, livelihood, these things depend on mazel. What's going on over here? There's no mazel for Chai Yisrael. And if you look at, if you study the sugya of mazels, you see it gets more complicated, because they're definitely a chazal, there's definitely a koch of mazel that affects the world. No question about it in other places. So therefore, what does the Gemara mean? A mazal Yisrael, Yisrael is above, it's not with mazals. This is directly related to the answer to your question, Chodesh Adar. Because, I'm going to leave the question and leave your curiosity for a few minutes. And we're just going to tie it into Adar now. Because Haman, as you know, the whole idea of Purim, Hashem of Purim, Purim is a girl, is a lot, he casted lots to find out when the best time to attack Jewish people was. So he figured out, as the Forsham explained, the Gaon, Aram in Prague, and Yud Gimel Adar, that's it, that's when you can get the Jewish people. Because the mazal is in such a way right, that they're vulnerable at that time. They're vulnerable at that time to be attacked, and you can get them at that time. Not a good time for the Jewish people. Okay, so what happened was that Hashem did the biggest miracle of Purim was that Hashem at that point, as Vilna Gaon explains, took and he was mishaled, the Merechim of Arizalos, he took the whole computer system, which he made from Sheish made Breishis, from the time of creation, and Haman knew he was right. If he attacked them in Yud Gimel Adar, he would wipe them out. That would have been the end of the Jewish people. Right? And the biggest Nes of Purim of Vilna Gaon was, says that Hashem took the whole computer system of the Bria, of the creation, and he stopped it. Sure took the whole ASIC, and he made it just after the Jewish people were able to win over their enemies. That was the Nes of Purim, says the Vilna Gaon. So this was very behind the scenes, like, you know, if you don't know, you're not a big technician in knowing astrology and these things, you wouldn't really understand what the big Nes was. That was the Nes. And that explains that, incidentally, we were like, why in Megillas Esther, if you read it, it's like a story. Then they change Hashem doing a Nisimov, it's like a story, you know, nice interesting story. A lot of coincidences happen and things like that. The whole Nes of Purim was within Teva. And the whole thing was that Hashem behind the scenes took the whole system and he stopped it. And he made it just the opposite of what it should be. That was the Nes of Purim, it was a hidden Nes. Esther, Megillas Esther, the lesson of Esther Purim, it was a hidden Esther, it's a hidden miracle. That's what Megillas Esther, the name of Hashem mentioned it anywhere explicitly. Because all hidden miracles within Teva. That was the big Nes of Purim, that Hashem took the Mazalos and he was Mashadid and he stopped the whole system of Mazalos from working. As if today, imagine we said that sudden, you know, Hashem had to do a Nes, suddenly the sun pops up. What?
Why the whole month and not just one day?
Why the
whole month and not one day?
Excellent. Because the mazalos, see the way the mazalos work is like this. You have a general mazal and a more specific mazal. You have the mazal of a month, right? And this is depending on how the mazalos go, the constellations go in the sky. If you ever studied it, I spent quite a bit of time studying it, it's very, very interesting. I'm not a really big expert in it, but I have a general idea what's going on. The mazalos work on a monthly basis. In other words, the reason for that being is that the way the yearly cycle goes, there's 12 mazalos in the sky, and the way the Earth goes around the Sun, and the way it moves in the sky, so every month has a time when the Sun rises, it rises in a certain mazal. Right, when the Sun rises in the east, that mazal at that time will be there in that place. The monthly mazal. Then there's a weekly one, there's a daily one, and there's an hourly one, where the mazalos go in the sky in relation to the circulation, as the Earth moves around. There's different. So therefore, as a result, Rabbi Yisai, you have a situation, and the Gemara actually tells us in Rosh Hashanah exactly how the mazalos work. It goes in a 20-hour cycle. Seven mazalos, I'm not going to whole thing, but anyway, so you have there's a month of Adar, then there's days and there's hours. Okay? You also have this network within a network within a network. So it turns out that in Yud Gimel Adar, the month of Adar, and Yud Gimel, that was the worst time, it was all lined up. It was all lined up in such a way that the Jewish people could be completely wiped out. The right time in the right place. Right? That was the way it was. Yeah?
Was it also the time between. I know that nowadays it's obviously the opposite of Adar.
Yeah.
Where, you know, if you go to court, it's not a good time to go to court. Yeah. Adar is the best time to go to court. Was it also that Av was a bad month then, or was it a flip-flop of one for the other?
Okay, we'll discuss that in a second. We're getting there. Anyway, the answer to this question is, after knowing a little of the background over here, is that Adar is a time when... That was the time when it was, you know, the clouds were forming, the black clouds were forming, and the Jewish people, they're closing in on Jewish people, you know. Closing in, and you can imagine by saying, you know, the armies are closing in. Just imagine, like, the mazalos are closing in, Adar comes, and that's it, they're closing in. Yud Gimel approaches, and the mazalos are lining up. You should imagine what's going on behind the scenes. I mean, that's like an unbelievable movie. You know, the mazalos over here, they're closing in on Jewish people. It started in Adar, that's when they're closing in on them. There's approaching Yud Gimel. The whole thing was unbelievable. I mean, you couldn't sleep. It's just unbelievable. So that was it. That was the idea of the mazalos, how they affect the Jewish people. Now, getting back to what the Gemara says, ein mazal Yisrael, Tosfos says over there, there is mazal to Yisrael. Mazal does affect Klal Yisrael. As the Gemara says, Rav and Rav Chisda, the person is born, it's Yisrael Shochet, or this. But, Tosfos says, I had big schuyot, big merits, and tefillah, a person can change his mazal. Sometimes, not always. The Vilna Gaon says not always. Because more in Tainis, the Chav Beis tells us, Elizabeth Parto was an Ani Moro. He was an unbelievable Ani. Everything did just didn't fail. He said that, he said to Rebbe Shlomo, you know, can't you do something for me in order to change my mazel over here? It just whatever he did, nothing went. Tefillah, nothing helped. So Hashem says, yeah, I can, but you know what I'm going to have to do? I'm going to have to destroy the whole world, start over again. Because according to the way the mazel is hard, that's what your lot is, to be a poor person. So I'm going to destroy the whole world, start all over again. And who knows if you won't also be a poor person the second time around. That's what Hashem answered. Isn't that amazing? So you see, sometimes a person can change it, but it's not always so easy. So a person never knows exactly where his mazal is. Sometimes a person doesn't know, but there probably doesn't know. Therefore, Ein mazal Yisrael, when Klal Yisrael has big schuyot, like here, during Purim, they did tshuva, tefillah, that's it. Because they're tefillah and they're tshuva, so Hashem took and all the mazalos, he stopped everything, and he made it work for the Jewish people, they should be saved, and for himself destroyed. Nahatuchu, that was the opposite of what the Goyim thought to do, that's what happened. That was Nes HaPurim, the tremendous Nes. It came to the squeals, to the merits of the Jewish people. They did tshuva, right? The whole story, Mordechai, you know, sackful and ashes and the whole big business over there. They did tshuva, and the result of it, they were saved. That's more or less the idea of what was going on before, with the idea of mazalos. Okay? Any more questions related to that?
I have a question, but it's not related to this, though.
When Amalek attacked the Jews in the Midbar, does that correlate with any of the dates that you mentioned? I know that Moshe died born the 7th of Adar.
That's one of the reasons that the Targum Sheni, I think, says, because Haman looked at the Mazal, he said, Adar was a bad month, the Jewish people, that's Moshe Ben died.
But Amalek also attacked in Adar, right?
Amalek attacked when was it exactly?
In Adar.
Chazal
also said that to the
Toast, because
that's when Moshe
Ben
was born, also.
Yeah, right. Yeah. That's one of the mistakes. The son was also dead, and that's when he was born, and the son can't stop the other one. Yeah. Shai, do you want to ask a question?
That's not a question, but.
Oh, sorry. Well, I don't remember exactly the date when Amalek attacked. When was it?
It was after Rafidim.
Before Amalek. No, I don't think
it
was said.
No
kidding. Yeah.
Why is that on the
parsha?
Is that right or no?
Well, first, Shloshim Yom Karmel Chag, Doshim Bechel Pesachag. So, anybody has a question to get a Purim?
I don't have a Purim.
Okay, fine. They haven't had Purim, they have precedence. Once I do the Purim. Yeah.
There's been discussion about where we're going to have the Purim Shpiel. And one of the places is going to be here. And I want to know if that was...
Better not. Purim Shpiel, by side, is smooth by itself. However, it's definitely not broken in Beis Medrash. Especially Beis Medrash.
Now I have a question of
you. This place is really new for Femmes, for Limud. It's Kila, definitely viable, maybe having one of the other deer or some other place.
Yeah.
It's possible.
We had last year.
They hadn't, probably, but over there they also made kiddushes there. This place is not really. I'll tell you something, boys, you should know. In America, you can make a base medrash, but it's going to sell Tanai. Tanai means a condition that you can use it for other things as well. Mm-hmm. In Israel, there's no such thing. That's going to be the basic answer of tonight. So the big question is, everybody's saying, how can you make, people make a kitchen based measure, say, child shooters there, right, bris, what's going on over here? How can you do it? There's no heter. You're looking at Allah, and Shulchan Aruch, there's no heter to make a child shooters and based measures. People learning there constantly, they had a heter to eat there, and sleep there, the based measures. The basic answer, no heter whatsoever. Look around, you won't find a heter whatsoever. So, the question is, how can they do it? And everybody does it. Even the firmest people do it, right? The answer is Rabbi Sai. Truth matters. When they make it, originally on, in mind, they're going to make a Kiddush or a Bris or a Shalshudis, etc. It never really gets Kiddush based on Eshet entirely. In Israel, there's no Hetzel whatsoever to do these things. Oh, what? The fact they have Das originally to make these things doesn't really have complete Kiddush based on Eshet. However, in Orchas Chaim, since we have no real reason to make do things over here, to make a Kiddush or Bris or these type of things, no. What? Are you Hachi Ashos here in the base marriage? And also, then it's like about Kinesis. What? It's not a Tanai. Chad is then the base
marriage.
What? It's not a Tanai. That's the same thing. Maybe it's a Tanai. That's the same thing.
I'm sure they have mind these things.
Okay, fine. They have mind these things. I know. So I'm saying they have mind these things.
It's not coffee, it's not
the
master.
No, no, no. The master itself is still there. So therefore, you can Apilach is supposed to make a shalshuus here. You made then Apilach you can make the point for you over here.
So Hashem says, "Oh, they're making kiddushes, produce kiddushes."
What?
Hashem says, "Oh, they're making you know shalshuus and kiddushes in there, and they got produce kiddushes for them."
Yeah, it's I mean, now that's in real base kind of space members know how to do these things. No how to. Oh, yeah, so
why
do because Tanai makes it that the time using the base measure has Kiddush base measures. And Tanai helps you, you can take here, in Eretz Yisrael, Shabbat has no Kiddush base measures.
Can you clarify the machlokes on how are you supposed to act on the Purim itself regarding like getting drunk, or how crazy are you supposed to act with Derech HaTorah still involved? Okay. Now, some people say they're not supposed to get so crazy, and so this is like one day, like since it gives you an opening, your freedom to do whatever you want.
Yeah.
People go too crazy. What level should you go, and how high or how low should you go?
Okay. Just taking an answer from idea, from knowledge, and from experience. I'm going to make it very interesting and very sad. There's a Maram in Prague, in the State Farm Forum. What's it called? I think it's Torah Or, is it called? Nirmus with Torah Or. What? No. No, I was going to say. In the State Farm Forum, and he speaks over there. First of all, Maram, you know how to learn Maram because he uses very like abstract types of, very abstract types of the shonos of language. Language is a special type. He expresses himself in somewhat unclear language. But anyway, the simple pshat over there, the way he seems to say, is that the mitzvah of Purim is a complete bittul das. Like you completely battle your das again. Okay? That's what it sounds like. Right? That's what it sounds like. Okay. Now, I decide when it's a book and a shita, I'm going to go through all the shitas, I'm going to try and run a frog shita. Right? I decided, you know, okay, fine, got to get all the shittas, all the chumras over here, I'll try it. Okay. So I decided, I sat down in Purim Suda, took a bottle of wine, and, you know, okay, that's it, whole bottle in one shot.
Whoa! Oh, man! That was a good idea.
I want to be a shitta. Wow. I discovered that that is not the Pashan and Marami Prague. It's more.
What is it? By the way.
Giga tells us, Inner Omid al Dibri Torah came to Abraham. First is not understand the return unless it makes a mistake. It wasn't one of the biggest mistakes I ever made in my life, so I can tell you right now. So, that is not Pashan and Marami. So I figured I'd ask was that there's no way to name Pashan and Marami Prague. Okay. I'll tell you the deeper shot, which is the true shot, and it's student of halacha. Right? First, I'll tell you the halacha question. The real halacha says that the most says that it's a mitzvah to get drunk upon Chayla and Lusume before you. It doesn't say Lushtakir, it says Lusume. Lusume means to become pleasant. Lusume means less from Besame, of spices, of pleasant. They become very, very pleasant, sweet. Right? Sweet and pleasant. That is a mitzvah, if you want to be Dakar Lashon Gemara. Chayvon the Sumi Vaporia, you become sweet and pleasant. You become a very lovable Jew. That's the Shemak, right? That's the Shemak Gemara. Much pshat. How do you do that? So you drink a little more than normal, and if the wine agrees with you, you become a very lovable Jew. Very good Jew. You see some beautiful things happening in front of people who get drunk power. Really brownish, nice things. And that's what form should be. People should enjoy it, the wives should enjoy it, the children should enjoy it, friends should enjoy it, yeah. You should enjoy it. That is poor, right? That's the way life is supposed to be. Okay. And the Ramah says, therefore, since life, so lots of wine doesn't give them so much. Most says, there's a sheet that it's a Rambam, that it's better to drink a little more normal, go to sleep, and you'll see that way. Adi Alada, Adi Alada, the Ramah says, until you don't know the dream, you hummer Mordechai, or hummer Baruch Mordechai. There's no pshat in that, but you sleep more normal, that's it, you go to sleep, and you'll see your feet like that. Okay, that's what the Ramah says, and a good Eitzah. And it's not push pshat, but okay, for a lot of people it works very good because a lot of people want to get drunk, they get sick, and they don't feel good, they don't enjoy it. They don't enjoy it. Their wives don't enjoy it, the kids don't enjoy it, no one enjoys it.
You miss work the next day.
What?
You miss work the next day.
Yeah, you miss work the next day.
What about the woman in the
Okay, we'll talk about that in a second. Hold on. Now, Lacha says, the Meiri say, the Bir Lacha on the Meiri, Chai Adam, that a person of body is pushed. That has had no command on a person should make any mistakes and not say Birchas Mazon properly, or not say Dayan properly. And all the dinner we have, there's no such thing as, you know, we're not Christians over there, the holiday, you can do what you want, over there, and afterwards don't confess. No such thing.
What?
I might later maybe, but command on Chazal is not you should do Averis. Okay? You can't do a beer. That's it. Bottom line. That's the beer. It's pretty obvious, but some people need a clear head. And therefore, the mitzvah on form is to get, if you wine agrees with you, drink as much wine as you want, right? But make sure you're sober enough to do all the mitzvah, say Brachas Mazon properly, and eat the suitor properly, so on and so forth, and become very, very amiable, lovable, enjoyable. And that's what we kind of to form. Gam according to the Ramami Pag. What's the Pshat Ramami Pag? The deeper level, right? I'll tell you what the deeper level is. Because the das of Torah is that a person all year round should be completely in control, completely, his mind, his seichel, should govern all his actions, right? The seichel means is an understanding of what the Ratzon Hashem is. Should govern all his actions. It should govern his emotions and his actions, everything, complete control. That's the purpose of the Torah is. Right? That's all you're going to do. Purim is a bitl of the das of a person. What does that mean? That he's supposed to drink more wine than normal, and he's going to lose some control. Right? Mamele can lose some control. I can bring a riot from this, from the driving meeting over the state of Maine. They have a whole thing about drunken driving over there. Because drunken driving is a major problem in Maine. When I was there, renewing my license, I pointed out to the lady in the motor vehicle survivor, and I said, you know, it's very interesting in the state. There's more liquor stores than there are grocery stores around here. She said, no, you're wrong. Even all the grocery stores have a liquor store also. So they have a whole big chapter on drunken driving over there with all the details of drunken driving. That's a major problem. Besides the moose killing people on this in Maine, drunken driving is a big problem. And I'm sure in England it's the same thing.
It's worse
than happen. Right. It's really bad news. So the whole thing. It is really driver's manual. I've got one line. One or two lines.
Drink as much as you want, as much.
No, because it's a minor problem. We have other problems with it, but that's not the problem. Aquaponium over there, it says over there, when a person drinks even a little bit of alcohol, it affects his judgment and driving. Even a little bit. Slows down your reset. So the words like this. Therefore, you find, as the Bialoha points out, if you look through Tanakh, every place in Tanakh is talking about wine, but bad things about wine. Right? So the opposite of Das Torah is to go and say, tell someone to drink more than wine than normal. Because automatically you're going to lose something. And that's what the modern problem is, you battle your Das. Because you're doing something which is the opposite of what the Torah wants you to do, normally speaking. You're drinking more than normal. The Torah doesn't want you to do that because the person automatically loses some control and some judgment. Right? A normal amount of drinking, the more says that people used to drink wine, is a healthy thing, a little bit a day, because even today is a considered healthy thing. That's fine. It affects a person in a positive way. But to drink more than normal means to say that's not the way a person should be drinking normally. So that's a bit of a person's das. And he should do it and get lebedic and friendly, and then he's going to lose a little control over his side. But That's what Rambam tells. In Bati Yadas, until Adlo Yadavin, or Haman Borach Mordechai, there's different Peshavas. Some of the Gematrias and some of the different things over there. This whole different has bearing on what that means. We can talk about that also, what that is talking about. So therefore, final advice says you drink more normal if you wine agrees with you. And get levitic, you lose a little bit of control, that's okay. That's fine. Right? As long as you stay within the boundaries of halacha. And the boundaries of halacha are pretty, give you space there for some levitic care. Okay? And that's the mitzvah. When you do that, then you'll get madrigas of Ahavas Hashem, and you'll find some good things coming out, hopefully, good Hashem. Yeah.
So basically, like, you got the bench in front of you, and you're seeing two columns of Hebrew, and you cover one eye, you say you can't cover one eye and read the Hebrew.
You can't cover one eye and read the Hebrew?
Yeah.
You can do that, why not? But if you're holding there, you better watch out.
What is that?
If you're getting, you can do that. You cover one eye and read the Hebrew. That's not a problem. I'm saying if you're holding it, you better watch out.
Yeah.
What you're doing, I've seen people get drunk in forum. And they get something very obnoxious. That's not what the Torah wants. It doesn't make anybody happy. He's not even happy. You know, people get sick and this. I mean, that's obviously not the Ratzon of Hashem. That's not simcha. The person doing it doesn't have simcha. The first few around don't have simcha. And the wives don't have simcha. Who has simcha from him? No one has simcha from him. That's obviously not the Ratzon of Hashem. Yeah.
Is it wine and nothing else? Or?
Oh, so look at the mitzvah is wine, because of Hashem Yain. But, Rabbi Sai, first of all, it's a Rashi in Bamitzia says that other intoxicating beverages are also considered wine.
Yeah,
stuff some above on the base in Bamitzia, you find a Rashi with an interesting Rashi. Rashi says that wine includes any type of Sheikha, any Mashka Mashaka. Unfortunately, Rashi. Hakuponim, the Gabi Purim, if you enjoy other drinks more than wine, the Lachavarat Smutrim. Just the main mitzvah is the wine, because that was the nest of Hashem Yain. But Hashem Simchas Purim, for instance, more simcha from whiskey or something like that, you can drink whiskey also.
What about the wine that they used to have back when the Tanna's around and stuff? What about that one?
The wine they had in the Tanna's Gemara?
Yeah, that's like, I remember
strong.
I even, yeah, very strong, right?
Very strong.
So that's almost to say, like, if they even have the little, that was like, right?
Yeah, right. That's right, you got it.
So what is that to say about,
you just have to drink more today.
I just have to drink more.
Get a good quality wine and drink more.
But
you can use whiskey also if you want.
Well, same back then.
I don't advise mixing, everybody said. Don't advise mixing.
Yeah, mixing is very bad. My father can tell
you
that.
Yeah, you can get very sick from it. Yeah. And it's a recipe for a chillin'.
Wasn't there something about
like
Mara or something about like a
buy-in
rope or something like that?
Yeah, it's
my thing.
One person shechted, another person get drunk. Only shechted.
Yeah, something.
And then you realize what he did, and you brought him back to life again.
It was gone.
Yeah.
It's embarrassing.
That's a very.
Shows you.
Some people say embarrassing. Some say actually shechted him.
So
my colleagues over there, what's that make Mara? Strange Mara.
It sounds like he got very drunk, though.
Yep. What it's telling us, well, if you read the story of the Gemara, the purpose of that story is to tell us, don't get drunk like that. Because he was able to do a nest and bring back to life again.
Yeah.
But he said, next to that, he said, don't count it, I can do it every year. No.
Yeah.
It was a nest, it was a miracle. The point of the Gemara is, don't get that.
So what's the baseline, like, if you like, have like a bullet of like, the base halakha,
based on halakha.
I mean, like, the main bullet points of
halakha,
like, what would they be?
For
like,
so,
yeah, for like benching and like the
endodontic and
like that.
Okay, like, so benching, it's like this. By benching, you can bench even if you're drunk, as long as you can read the words and bench
properly.
Seriously?
Yeah. As long as you say, like, clearly the word
is. Yeah, say the words, you know what you're saying, it's fine. You know you're.
Yeah?
Yeah. Shmonesh, you can't daven like that, though.
No.
I've seen daven Shmonesh, like that multi porum.
Yeah.
100% up here, I'll look at
us. You can start from the
beginning. Sitting over there, Baruch, I'm telling you, the consulate. His name was Burr. Yeah. The English guy, the person went to the Queen of England, the King of England. Like, once upon a time, I started doing this in front of the kid. Off in the head! That's
how
you dive. You can't dive much. You can bench like that? You can bench like that, but you can't.
We did Mar before, right?
Because
people get
stressed. Some people do Mar before, in Chutz Aretz. Here,
oh.
See, here's the problem in Yerushalayim.
Yeah.
Mozi Purim is nothing. See, in Chutzaras, the second day of Purim is also a day of Simcha.
Ah.
So if people do, they start to sleep late.
Mm.
Then before they get drunk, they down the Damar. And then the whole night, you know.
Yeah, yeah, they don't do that here.
No, that's
so what's the setup for here then?
Setup here is you start to sleep early.
You start
then, by the time, if you're smart, so you
have it out.
By the time it's time for Marv, 7:30 at night, you're pretty much sober again.
Oh, wow.
That's start smart, you dive in at 11 o'clock at night. Yeah.
Why would that be the case, since benching is the Arisa
and Shemashah? Oh, a very excellent question. Why is the Shemashah? Oh, you made him catch darker. Benching is the Arisa, and yet you can bench when you're drunk, and force you can bench when you're drunk. The Shemashah is the Bonin, and yet you have to be completely sober. Right? Benching, a person does, the purpose of benching is a thank you for eating and drinking.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
And that means that people, especially having they used to drink wine. So automatically, the benching is a person, what a person does when he's full, when he's drunk. And as a person's full after eating and drinking, especially alcoholic beverage, it's not going to be 100%, you know. So therefore, the purpose of benching is to thank Hashem for the hanoi you had for the food you ate, including what you drank. Automatically, that means to say you're not going to be fully like standing in front of the king. Shmoneser, you're standing in front of the king, like as if you're standing in front of the king. You have to stand, you know, with your feet together and hold business over there. So it's a whole different set. You know it's the Rabbanim, but it's a different approach to what you're doing. What is it? It's like you're sitting in the king's banquet hall, right? The king is there. And you're thinking, you know, sitting in the banquet hall, you know, after a good meal, cigar, a little bit of liqueur for dessert over there, you know. Okay, and you're done. King, great meal. They thank the king for a great meal, okay? That's the banquet hall. But if you're going to the king's palace, the king's sitting there on the throne, right? You know. And the guards are sitting there, and if you do the wrong thing, the king off with the head, you know. Sitting in front of the king when he's sitting on his throne and judging. So that's a different ballgame. Right? That's the difference. One, you're only playing a melech and you're sitting on his throne. The other one, during the king's banquet hall, you're thanking him for the good food. Yeah.
From what I think I've learned is that you can start the minion nonetheless even if you're drunk.
Start for minion is a different thing. Start for minion, you couldn't daven maybe.
You can't daven, you can, but it's right. A mitzvah to start for minion.
Yeah, it's like a person sleeping even off the halacha can start for minion.
Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, but supposing. But you could then show on a person, you have nine people, a guy sleeping, and you start for minion. When you start for minion, it's a different getter, because even a guy's stone drunk, because he's not always sleeping. So you can sit there on the bench and be stone drunk, and he's like, he's sleeping fine. But that's a different halacha. Yeah.
How are people knowing to celebrate when there are women present in terms of drinking, meaning wives and
look like this. We say first has to know himself a little bit. Well, how he's going to act when he gets in the influence of some alcohol beverage. Most B'nai Tera act very nice. You know, unless he gets sick drunk, but that. So when they get a little bit levitic, they act very nice. That's how you use the mukhuna. They act, they don't start with women and things like that. It's very bad to start with women because they're drunk. It's like bad news. It's like 100% I'll be a lover. Women hate it for sure. And,
people take measures to prevent that from that happening? Obviously, it's not considered inevitable that the B'nai Torah would do that, it seems.
So definitely not. Most B'nai Torah, when they get drunk, they don't.
The influence.
They don't have nothing to do with women, Baruch Hashem.
Yeah.
Yeah, you see the real miles with B'nai Torah.
What? The mission verse is you can have Baha during
Baha. Yeah. Baha was doing
Baha.
And what have the
Quran?
Okay. But actually, nashes women. I mean, Bokshem, I haven't seen it so much. I saw one time, about Shuba. It was a bit not nice. It did nothing bad really happen, but it started with someone's wife. He didn't make it physical to her. He just started saying, being a little too friendly, maybe, or something like that. Where he talked to her, whatever. I think maybe even touched her, whatever it was. Bad news.
I was referring more to Yeshiva Bachar, actually.
Yeah.
Like, she was really focused. Like this young man mentioned in Gateshead that they keep the women off the streets.
That's a good idea. Yeah. First of all, we say
Gateshead. So all families in the Yeshivas are the same, like when they cut the streets to each other. So all the families have to make it a rule that they all have to be in that night, but.
Makes sense.
Get drunk as well. No,
that's not the same. Makes sense. I mean, I can hear that. guess it's a different type of community though. It's like going over there also, no? It's trying to
It's also Chil Hashem, but they do it mainly because of you know, it's just such close proximity and Bach being drunk. They get very drunk. It's not like nice drunk, it's whole drunk.
What?
The police are out in force on phone nights.
Oh, really?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
It's Chil Hashem a
Yeah, so in Yerushalayim, the way it is in Yerushalayim, I've been here for many years. Well, Hashem, it's okay. I mean, the women there are smart enough to people, more or less, it's not a problem over here, hopefully.
How should you be dressed on going to Megillah for on Purim or to Rebbe?
We'll dress up, you know, nice clothes for Kiddush Megillah.
Supposed to be wearing a suit according to Kiddush Shulchan Aruch. Supposed to wear a suit.
Yeah, wearing a suit. Yeah, people get dressed up in nice clothes. Little kids get dressed in costumes, but older people get nice clothes. And then if you want to get dressed up in costumes afterwards with a suit, it's fine. But not for Kiddush Megillah.
I'm not sure about the whole luck boundary of the trumpet.
you're saying
that we do like I mean like you can do like Rosh Hashanah Slata or not?
What is Rosh Hashanah
to do? He used to get like very drunk.
Yeah, I'm saying if you can hold your wine and be a real big mensch with a lot of wine, it's okay.
Yeah.
I had a friend of mine to come over. We used to try to drink each other down.
Wow.
And I used to drink a bottle of wine, and he used to drink maybe. One time, in my younger days, I could put down close to 2 bottles. He used to put down a little bit more. You know how I look like when I get drunk? You only see when I get drunk. I'm very normal. I'm talking to you right now. Talk to you when I'm drunk.
Yeah.
The only difference is you'll see if you put a chocolate mousse in front of me, a real one, not with Richard's work, the real chocolate, the old, real one.
Yeah.
Then I'll take and I'll finish up the whole thing. Sorry, of course. That's the same when I'm drunk, if I say.
Wow.
Take for a real chocolate mousse, not the one with the riches, but the real thing. Put it in front of me and pour it. You can tell how drunk I am and how much I'll finish up.
Wow.
One of my neighbors, she brought a real chocolate mousse. I remember one pour in about 4 years ago. About a liter and a half.
Wow.
Oh my God.
15, maybe 15 portions over there. 15 portions. Okay. I'm going to wait until I'm drunk.
Oh, that was good.
Otherwise, normal, I can talk to you right now, I can talk to them for you.
Have you ever been to be around like
also, another sim is if I'm very sure about halacha maisa, Gash Mishaila, 100% chlor, then you're a little drunk. I one time was going to a kiddush and I had a Rabbi Yisrael Yain to drink. I feel like I can't pass him. So a guy asked him, asked me Shiloh. He said, listen, I'll tell you. I feel like I can't pass him because I had a Rabbi Yisrael wine. But I'll tell you, it's 100% clear to me the love should be like this. But he came around me because I drank the Rabbi Yisrael wine.
Yeah.
Next day, after it was not Shabbos anymore, and the wine went off, obviously, I went back and I refilled the Shiloh and said, no, absolutely not. Not correct, Halacha. And I went back and told the person, you should know what I told you. The Kiddush, I'm taking back my day and I changed my mind. So now I understood that what wine does. Because at the time when I passed, it was so clear to me, Mash, I cleared it. And that's the thing. I thought about it overnight. I said, no, nothing doing. And so Rav Chisa says, look more, that if you drink a little wine, you would never clear mine. But the lesson of you is okay. Yeah.
What if God's getting stuck on porn? I know that even if you don't have that much money, you're going to give stuff more than...
Okay, give stuff on porn, but say, if you want to give out... Stuff here, give an amount which is, this is important to know. Give an amount which you feel is according to your financial status at the moment, which most of you are not so rich right now since you're not working. So you give out the amount for the Matanis of Yonim.
Yeah.
You give to Rabbi Kavin, they have, Rabbi Kavin knows exactly good sources to give. That's the thing. They have good sources to give them. Now, so you give whatever amount, 5 shekels, 10 shekels, 20 shekels, I don't know what exactly your financial status is. You can ask your private child or each personal private child. Now, as far as the minute you give out the stock of money to everybody who puts out their hand, and inform them, you can do that also. It's put down. Whoever puts out their hand, little kids come around. Inform them, guilt, inform them.
Half a shekel?
Half a shekel, right. So carry in your pocket a whole bunch of half a shekels per
second.
Kind of you buy also with little kids,
and
don't give out too much more than that, because unless you're very rich. But first of all, you don't know who you're giving to, and 90% of them are little kids, go like bubblegum with it, right? So you give them 10 regards, you're doing fine. So So walk around in your pocket, a whole bunch of 10 gold pieces and a half shekel pieces, things like that for, and you can give those out freely and for them.
Right. Have you ever been Zoyfit?
Around
big time
gedolim,
big time rabbis,
sure.
Where they gotten, like,
oh, I never saw real big time gedolim, because usually they're older and the wine doesn't do them so much.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Because I thought someone said like they once saw one big time rabbi, I guess he's another big time rabbi, was like a little older, and like this one started talking like above like the other one, and they didn't even realize like he was doing it.
The ones actually in the Rebbe's team, Rav Scheinberg, they're very old and they can't shake the wine.
Somebody asked already how it's litter to for a Purim skit to imitate a rab even with his permission.
Ah, okay. We have your permission.
Make
so
fun of him.
Okay, making fun of Rebbeim. Oh, this is very important. By saying Purim skit, making fun of Rebbeim is generally speaking very big sakana, because usually it comes out. It's embarrassing to the people themselves sometimes, and it's often the. There's an amateur and things like that. Very, very dangerous to voice that. Best to avoid imitating Rebbeim and making fun of them. First of all, if they get permission is one thing. But a lot of times it's, for the people involved, the people watching it, it degrades them in the eyes of the people watching it. It's very big issue, actually. So want, I can give you a list of things you want to do, great things. You can make fun of the Israeli government, the American government, universities. You know, the secular way of life. A lot of things you want to make the sons actually a mitzvah. But Rebbeim and Torah Yonim is very masukan, very dangerous. You can do quite severe errors by doing that. Especially if the brother's family is there or something like that, and this kid's wife or whatever. You know, not advisable.
Because
some people, what they do in these Purim skits, yeshiva life, they make, get up in the morning, some things, Mrs. Fogel's food, they do, one year they sang a song about Mrs. Fogel's food, how good it was, these type of things, that's okay. But when you get rid of him, it's a dangerous business, not a good idea.
Does it step into the area of Lashon Hara?
Yeah.
Because you,
Yeah, Lashon Hara, all the fun and embarrassing, Bizarre Natura, which is even, Bizarre Natura is very, very common, I would say. Especially,
Talmud Chacham.
Yeah, especially Talmud Chacham. Very, very dangerous kind of get involved with. So people who get involved with these things, at the time, if you, there was once a very famous machlokes between Rav Yaakov Emden Two Gedolei Yadu at that time. There's a machlok, is a very high harama. So what happened was the Talmidim got involved. You know, the Talmidim of each one, they get involved in the scuffle over here. So machlok is being Gedolim, so machlok is Dvorim Gedolim. But the people who got, there was the machlok is Hashem Shemayim. But the people, Talmidim got involved in that. It was all personal Gias, my Rebbe's there, and your Rebbe, and these type of things, Lola Hashem Shemayim, Bechlal. And it turned out that all the Tamim got involved with the Dabba that year. Because they got involved with the Byzantine Chacham and things like that. Elections in this country, when they get their elections over here, terrible things happen. Mavasa Gedolim, and this one, Gimel and Shas, and all different political parties get involved, and they get all these little guys, running around saying, my Rebbe is better than you. They start saying, this Rebbe is no good, and this, not a Eastern Gomorrah. I don't want during one of the elections. I made a kabbalah not to talk about anything about the elections. And my Mechus and I, everybody's talking about it. This was about 15 years ago. We didn't say a word, not about anything. About anything had to do with it. And Baruch Hashem, we were saved from a very great concern. These things, a person who loses a chelek mavav, Pashut. The Gemara says, if Mavaz is Talmud Chacham, in lo chelek mavav, if loses a chelek mavav, a person disgraces the Talmud Chacham. It's very, very humble, especially Gedolim, those times you're talking about people like Rav Shach, Gedolei Olam, the good side of the point is if you give cover to Talmid Chacham, you get lots and lots of schar. That's one of the big ways of getting schar b'olam hazeh. The reward in this world is give cover to Torah and Talmid Chacham, and it gets very, very, pays off well. This world, the next world. Yeah. The Gemara Megillah says, when we sign with this, it's time for Meir. Okay. The Gemara Megillah says, the one has a Dion, as a suffix, what is more important, covetator or illuminator? And Gemara says, says that covetator is other than illuminator. Covetator has a presence more than illuminator. You covet honor to Torah, has more of a presence over learning Torah. Right? So, and the reason for that is, I gave a hasbro to explain the Gemara, because a person gives covet to Torah, so he honors Torah, so naturally he'll follow the ways of Torah, because he sees the Torah as very, very chashuv, very prestigious. And want to go and keep all the halachas and learn Torah and everything. It's a way, it's a pesach, an opening to go into the world of Torah. A person gives honor and covers the Torah, he'll automatically go in the way of Torah. Leaving the Torah, a person will learn, but he doesn't give cover to Torah, so he'll learn what he learns, but he won't go into the world of Torah so much. It's just, it's learning. But cover to Torah is like a the whole world of Torah opens up to him, because he wants to, he sees it's a very great thing, so he'll want to be close to being chachamim, he'll want to learn Torah, he'll want to help people moving Torah, and so on and so forth. It's a general opening to all the world of Torah. And therefore, we're saying, on Purim, you have to watch out from Hashem, doing things that are not covered to Torah, not giving cover to the chachamim. And I'd rather, if you come for sure, it's the best thing for sure. You make fun of things, I can give you a whole list of things to make fun of, and we have a big mitzvah from it. Gemara says, all the tzanas, making fun of things, us except the tzanus of the Vazura, making with tzanas, making fun of a Vazura, of things that are not, idealisms that are not Turdic, philosophy that's not Turdic, to mitzvah make with tzanas, and the Chafetz Chaim used to crack jokes about Christianity. Right. And Rabbi Gamil also did a good job. Right. That's a mitzvah, actually, to make with tzanas of these things. Okay? Definitely.